Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Borigan. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Daddy. Love you. Shout out to you, Mr. Foster Kisti, my dad. Right, this morning we're going to have a special time with the Lord. Your life will never be the same. It's going to be a good time. Kindly share us on your platforms. Invite others to be part of today's program and your lives will never be the same. Once again, it's a blessing to have you.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't wanna follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit. It felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar, let your fire fall.
Shabba, live, I adore you, I praise your name, may your name be exalted. In Jesus' name. We want to pray. We're asking the Lord to cleanse us and show us mercy. We're asking the Lord to forgive us of our sins. We are praying that the hand of God have just the hand of God come upon us and cleanse us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Randa lebo shanda lebe 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 randa lebe lebo shanda lebe 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 randa lebo shanda lebe 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 shanda lebe 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 randa lebe shanda lebe 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 randa lebe lebo shanda lebe 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 shanda lebe 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 randa We are sanctified in Jesus' mighty name. We want to pray. We are praying for the power of the Holy Spirit. We are praying that the Spirit of God will come upon us mightily, that the anointing will be released upon our lives. Fresh grace, fresh grace, fresh grace with power. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. La brasco tanda le veremos capanda le vele 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 ba manda le vele vos capanda le vele vos shanda le vele vele ye 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 mazo tanda le vele 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 shanda le vele 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 rabalu shanda le vele 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 vos shi vele 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 mando le vele vele vos shi vele yando le vele 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 vos shi vele yando le vele manda le vele 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 shi vele 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 vos shanda le vele vele ba manda le vele vele
Randa le bele 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 bele
Rabado Janda Leva 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 Randa Leva Leva Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 Randa Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 Randa Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva Leva Randa Leva Leva Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva Leva Rabado Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 Rabado Janda Leva 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 Janda Leva 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. We want to pray our first prophetic prayer. Have you seen some people? I don't know whether you've taken notice or whether you've seen it even in your own life. When someone is rusted spiritually, when you say somebody is rusted spiritually, it's like you can't hear the word of God clearly. When the person dreams, the person cannot see the dreams clearly. When the person does something, he cannot experience the power of God fully, you see. When God speaks, he does not hear it. When he dreams or she dreams, she does not hear the dream, you know. So you could clearly see that the person is out of full information. That is what it means to be rusted spiritually. It means that the person cannot pray like he used to pray. It means the person is not on top of his game. You know, the person is not on top of his game. So we want to pray prophetically again. We want to pray. And we are speaking to the Lord. We are declaring by his power that every spiritual rustiness, every spiritual rustiness, let it be cleansed from your life. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual rustiness, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit wash you clean. Habaduru Bazuna Barianda Lebroska Pandaleva Mazanda Levelevo Shandalevelevo Shandaleva Mazanda Levelevo Shabaleva Rabadi Guru Shabalevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevelevel
Randa le bele 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 bele
In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the power of God that every rashness about you, let it be broken. Every form of rashness, let it be broken by the power of God. Every form of rashness, let it be broken. Your ability to run deeper, let it increase in the name of Jesus. As we focus on amplifying your ministry this month, I decree by the power of God, you will not be rusted. You will remember your dreams. You will have more dreams. Details spiritually will not escape you. Notices, the voice of the Spirit of God will not be far from you. You will be sharp. Receive the grace to be sharp. You will see things and you know that this I need to know. I need to understand this. You will see that the Lord is speaking to you. Every barriers in your pipes, spiritual pipes, every clogness in your spiritual pipes, we release you out of that clogness in the name of Jesus. May you be sharp. May you be sensitive. Rameto kashika parandaya. Rambendo shatala. Be sharp. Be sharp. Be sharp. Be sharp. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be sharp by the power of God. Be sharp by the presence of God. Be sharp by the Spirit of God. Be sharp in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We want to pray the next prophetic prayer. You are breaking loose of every inherited bondage. What is inherited bondage? Inherited bondage, it's a kind and a form of bondage that you inherited from your parents, or where you grew from, the neighborhood you grew from. Now, the dangers about inherited bondage is that it seems it's programmed already in your blood. You naturally react to those things. You now need to develop the grace, to develop shocks, to develop the fortitude to say no to those bondage. And it will naturally deliver you from that. And now when you are delivered from that, you don't transfer it to your children. That is what we call inherited bondage. I hope you are understanding what I'm talking about. So inherited bondage is a kind of bondage that you received from your parents and the environment where you grew from. You won't believe it. And some of this environment also, the bondage in this environment also can, for instance, you grew from a place that they don't love or they don't encourage household work. You leave from that. Now, the challenges of you being independent will forever be a difficulty for such a person, not just even as the person grows, but even in marriage. You will not have your personal home again until someone is sent into your house to do the household chores for you. Now, there are occasions that it's very, very important. But what if the person doesn't have the right spirit, that you are leading your back to dangerous people? So this is an example of how it transcends in time. So inherited bondages are things your parents could not overcome, that by virtue, you now have to fight that battle yourself. It could be character. And most of the times, it is found in the blood. It could be your heart for women. It could be a little petty deceptiveness about you, lies about you. It could be the kind of lust embedded in your blood, you know. And some of these things, when you teach them, it's only deliverance that finds them. You see, deliverance is like research. It's only deliverance that sees that it is not really you. It's been transferred by blood. It is transferred by spirit onto you naturally. So you do them naturally. But you come now, you are now born again. You look at the Bible and you see that the Bible does not allow you to do that. And so it becomes a long-term fight for you. You realize the Bible does not want laziness. You fight it. You realize the Bible likes prayer. There are some of you in your bloodline is drinking. You just drink, you know, and you drink anyhow you want. And the danger of these things we are dealing with right now in prayer is that it is transferable. You see, it is transferable, you know, and it can cause a lot. It can cause a lot of problems for you. So we want to pray right now with this understanding. And we are saying, oh Lord, I loose myself from every inherited bondage. You see, you did not discover this bondage whilst you are alive, or maybe in your life. I mean, even in your life now, before maybe you started doing something. I mean, look at what is happening in the world, all kinds of satanic bondages, you know. Somebody sees a woman, some of these things, and then takes delight in another woman, takes delight in another man. You know, you don't know where it's from, you know. Sometimes you find out that the hidden secrets of fathers now becomes even the body nature of their children. You see, sometimes some people give birth and their children are acting like women. It tells you the role they played between men and men in some of their hidden parts of life. Not all of them, actually. Some are different. Some have health related. But these are all programs. You do a spiritual investigation, you realize, oh, so the father did this thing. That's why the children are repeating the same thing. Sometimes you realize the man was so stubborn. The father was so stubborn, very, very, very stubborn. He will not listen to anything. Now you realize the children are equally stubborn. He will not listen to anything. You know, this is what we called inherited bondage. Inherited bondage. Now, inherited bondage also can be there is some family, they don't have respect for men. They don't have actually respect for men. And then they transfer it. Sometimes we should be very, very careful. We should think about our children more than we think about ourselves. Because are we leaving something for them to fight? Or we are leaving something that will make their lives better so that they can also program their children to get better, you know? I could imagine, you know, for instance, I remember I and my sister, we love watching movies, you know, we love watching movies, we are so excited about movies, and we realized later that my mom was an expert already, you know, and you see, it's My nieces and nephews are here with me, and I have to battle with them now. On day more watching yesterday, I and their mother were discussing how we would rather
infuse learning into this foundation for them, so that this bondage will not be an example. So this is an example for my family line, but your family line, I don't know the example. It could be something that is infused into the bloodline already. There are some men, they don't care at all about their nuclear family. They are wayward. I mean, they don't care. I mean, different levels of bondage. I'm not teaching. I'm just explaining this prayer point to you, so that you'll be deliberate about it. Because if you don't realize it, it's going to... And you see, can you imagine if some of these characters affect ministry and you bring it into ministry? You see, if you bring it to ministry, you can imagine the problems you'll be facing now. And you see, the problems that will be associated with you. For instance, if you are a money lover, you like spending money, and you become a pastor, you will now be spending a lot of the church money. It can give you a lot of problem and unproductivity, you see. So if you bring some of this attitude into the Lord, the church and the word of God will not see you. It will only be deliverance that will see you. It is deliverance that will be able to tell us that it started from your source. Your family members will not say, oh, because you are a pastor, we will let you go free for misbehaving or for cheating or for doing something bad. They will not say that, because it is only deliverance that can locate and let us know that this thing has been transferred to you by spiritually by the blood, because there is nowhere it will be found. That's why Jesus... No, somebody came to ask Jesus, is this problem the mother's fault or the father's fault? And the decision for Jesus is that it is none of them their fault, but for the glory of God to manifest. And the reason why Jesus said that is Jesus was telling them that the solution is more important from where you discovered the source. So the solution today for you is more important than who gave it to you, whether your mother, whether your father, whether the environment you grew from. The solution is more important to you than where you are tapping it from. I want you to begin to pray this morning. I want you to speak about every form of bondage you have inherited to be broken from your life. Sometimes it comes even in the form of omen. Omen is also part of it. It comes in the form of omen. Yes, omen like, there are some people, no matter how smart they are, no matter how beautiful they are, they don't get married or they don't get a job. It's serious. So we are praying. Begin to pray in Jesus' mighty name. Mandale mushka pandala balaba mazo andale bele mushanda balaba mandale 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 bele pray mandale bele pray for your family, pray for your children. Oh Lord, Masanta Lebele Beleva, let them be better than us, let them be better than us, let them be better than us. Matelebro Shanta Lebele Andalaba, La Preska Panda Lebele Beleva, Ranta Lebele Boschanta Lebele Beleva, Shanta Lebeleva, Ranta Lebele Boschanta Lebele Beleva, Shanta Lebeleva, Ranta Lebe Shanta Lebele Boschanta Lebeleva, Ranta Lebo Shanta Lebele Boschanta Lebele Beleva, Ranta Lebo Shanta Lebele Beleva, Shanta Lebeleva, Ranta Lebele Beleva, Ranta lebo shanda 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 leb
down these prayer points wherever you are. You need to write down, especially in your book. You cannot transfer the problems you have to your children or the next generation. Some of these, your parents even didn't know themselves. it is the word of God that has exposed these things. You can transfer your problems to your children. You must make sure you transfer all the blessings rather to them, you know, and that they will be guided in the word of God, that they will know well. I pray for you right now, every form of bondage that was transferred to you, let it be broken from your life. May you have the wisdom of God and the upper power of God to cause you victory in the name of Jesus. May the Lord show you and your next generation mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you, and some of these things, you don't correct them in a day. You don't correct them in a day because it's already embedded in your character. Sometimes you steal yourself or you run into a corner, you stop drinking for a period of time. There's somebody you are here, you stop drinking for a period of time, then you rush back again. There are some of them, there is something that is pulling them into worldliness. And it's not like they don't love God, but you could see worldliness is pulling them, and you could see it is transferable, you know. You won't believe it. There are some families, the women are the dominions of the family, and they reign like dominions, meaning sure that family, when you enter the family, all the women are the powerhouses, all the men are silenced. And so if you go into that family and you are not strong, it means that you will be, it's a kind of a controlling, domineering kind of witchcraft. Very, very manipulative. I've seen it in different phases. I pray for you, whatever is yours, whatever is in your family. Everybody has a family and everybody has a challenge in that family. Every bondage coming from that family that you have inherited, we declare that may the provision to uproot it appear. Jesus said, it is not your father, neither is it your mother, but so that the glory of God will manifest. I declare that the glory of God will manifest for you, that it will not just be where it's coming from, but I'm teaching you so that you know where it's coming from. I declare by the power of God, wherever it is coming from, let it be broken by the power of God in the name of Jesus. It is also in the same way that the blessings you have inherited in your blood, you transfer to them. Can't you see that you are smart and so all the children are smart? Can't you see that you are hardworking so all the children naturally work hard? It's become easier for them to apply and adjust to characters. New character traits, whether good or bad, that people emulate, it takes time because they do not have any idea about it. I pray once again and I prophesy for you that every bondage you inherited, may the Lord grant you victory over them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare every blessing you also inherited, may it be transferable in multiples in your children, in their next generation, that they become stronger. May the strength inside you be stronger than the weakness inside you. May the strength inside you be stronger than the weakness inside you, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the reason why sometimes we have to be very considerate. Why? Because though the word of God now demands a sense of purity, there are some people, the things they have inherited, it has become it is recorded in their subconsciousness. I'm not giving room for any kind of thing. That's why those people need deliverance and attention. Why? Because if the person himself or herself is not ready to stop that thing inside his blood by the awareness of God's word, if the person himself is not ready, deliverance cannot work effectively for the person. You understand what I'm saying? Because there are some people, they are not ready to be delivered. And sometimes the devil is smart. He coats them with an outer shell of resistance. Sometimes they need deliverance, but they tell you are blind. Sometimes they need deliverance, but they don't even see they need the deliverance themselves. They don't even appreciate that they need deliverance themselves. This is very, very dangerous, and this is very awkward. Very dangerous and very, very awkward. That's why I pray for you by the power of God, that every inherited thing be broken from you by the power
of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you fight it, you give a better chance for your children and the next generation to be better. Receive that grace in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the deliverance this morning. Thank you for initiating. Some of you, the Spirit of God is telling me He has started the deliverance process. Some of you, He will start correcting you. Some of you, He will send some helpers to you to start dealing with you. Some of you, He will send people to you so that you can buy time. Whatever form of deliverance God is bringing because of your specificity or your specific unique problem, I pray in the name of Jesus, let it be broken. One day when I started the Facebook ministry, I think when during the COVID era, I started a Facebook ministry and I was preaching online, and a nurse from Kolibu, he got my number and he contacted me. So I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine. And then the Spirit of the Lord said, watch out. I didn't know why the Spirit of God was telling me that. So I started slowing back. I became more official. I'm like, why are you calling me? He said, I want to tell you something. I said, what do you want to tell me? He said, I want to tell you that I like you. I said, me? You like me? How do you like me? So you're a very nice man. I said, me? A fellow man, he was telling me on phone. I said, really? Okay. Then I must be really nice. You know, I said it. I laughed. I must be very nice. Then I said, the Spirit of God revealed something to me. I said, why do you do what you do? Why do you engage other men? Then he started confessing things to me, how it all started. Said it started because a relative got in contact with him. But look at the way he came after me, you know. A relative came after him when he was a child, around 14 years. It's a relative that introduced that thing to him by sleeping with him. And then it migrated. You know, he started having that experience. You know, he started doing it. And now he has done it to the point that he is in the nursing school. And he is doing that. And he said, Prophet, I said, look, I started ministering to him. There are some of these things you can't just mention it in public. But I started ministering to him and he said, Prophet, this is this, this and that, this is what happens here. I said, so you have somebody who is your husband? He said, oh yes, I have someone. And I said, where is the person? He said, the person has traveled. I said, okay, well, as for me, I would like to pray for you. So he visited my church once or twice. The next time I heard from him, he was in UK. And then he has joined the military. So I engaged him. I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine. I said, oh, daddy, you know, sometimes your resistance to some of these things make them respect you more. He said, daddy, how are you? I said, I'm fine. I said, what is going on with you over there? So I'm fine. I said, I've broken up with him. I've got someone else in the military. I said, really? This is a man who is talking. I said, wow. Okay. Look. This is what... And you see, let's even forget our appearance. Let's talk about us. Okay. What you are programming yourself now, are you ready? Should be transferred to the next generation. You see? So... as God is delivering you and making you aware of some of these things that can be inherited, you have to be careful. You see, this is an example of some of these things. I pray for you that God will help you. You see, and for those of you who are victims, and if you're on this platform, I don't want to be prophetically direct. My messages are already prophetic. You know I'm talking to you. I don't need to even call you for it. It will make you know the Spirit of God is here. Those of you who are under those kind of issues, you know, you
the issues relating to it is sad. You know, some of you, your friends are the ones that initiated you in certain things. You know, they initiated you in certain lifestyles. And now you've become a Christian, you have to fight it. And then you see, your battle will be different from the other Christians who have not had such an experience. They too have a certain type of experiences and issues. But what we should learn from deliverance is, when you meet such people, you should be patient with them. And you should be praying for them. You should be patient with them. And you should be praying for them because it is not easy. When you put the word of God on them, it's like they flout the word of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they flout it. They break it. But when you put deliverance on them, you see that compassion and pity enters your heart. You see what I'm talking about? So may the Lord help you and deliver you from inheritance. Look, if you are here, there is not only physical inheritance, Bill. We have spiritual inheritance. You know? So I pray for you once again this morning that your children, wherever they are now, I don't care whatever you have been in, whatever you is your weakness or your problem, is not powerful than the blood of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus on you and your children yet unborn. I speak the blood upon them. You, your children yet unborn. I speak the blood on you, your great-great-grandchildren that you have not even seen. I speak the blood for victory, for resurrection from every bondage in that blood, in that atmosphere, in their lives. I speak on that 5-level, 10-level generations from you to your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I speak the speakings of the blood. The speakings of the blood upon them. The speakings of the blood upon them. The speakings of the blood upon them. It's louder than every voice. It's louder than every problem. It's louder than every situation. I speak the blood upon them. That they will not be under that yoke. That the things you suffered, they will not suffer. You know, some of these things, if you don't discover them and deal with them, it affects immediately the next generation. You won't believe it. So I pray for you in that way. I put a spiritual cloth on your generation that the blood will cover all those things and uproot all of them as quick as possible. And also in time, the blood of Jesus will uproot all of them. So that your peace and your joy will be complete. So that you will not be there and then they will bring your children and say that they have problems. So that you will not be there and then they will be struggling with things. And that means you will not have peace in your old age. So we travel into the future today. And we declare you and your family, you are free and safer. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. May the grace of God abound for you. May the power of God abound for you. May the Lord order your steps. Hayantaya. You see, as we are praying, you are praying over your grandchild. As we are praying, you are praying over your great-grandchildren. As we are praying, you are praying over your great-great-great-grand. You are leaving them a spiritual legacy. No material legacy, which can easily be lost. I pray for them. Looking into your child's eyes, and you know something? My generation went through a lot, but I will make sure your generation, you guys are doing better. You are doing better than our generation. May the blessings of the Lord come upon you. May the hand of God come up. May you prevail over the enemy in Jesus' name, and that this will not affect your ministry. Oh, I've seen pastors who have wept. Because some of the things they came to meet is just in their blood. Oh, and it's working against them. Because the devil knows it. He will use it against you. You know. So don't go around thinking you're a handsome guy. Don't go around thinking you're a pretty girl. There's a devil planting things inside you. He's a good investor. He's just giving, he's just going to make sure your children continue. So when you see those things around you, don't be happy. Thinking that you have done well. So may the Lord help you. And may the Lord surround you with love for people. In Jesus' mighty name, I minister to you. Amen. All right. Let me give you a quick exhortation and then we'll take the word of God. Now, we have been teaching on Theraphio, the uncommon servant of God. And we discussed on why you don't need to be a dolus. And we looked at their qualities. The mystery of the theraphon, yeah. When somebody is a theraphon, most of the times, another word for a theraphon, which I'll be using a lot if today is a new time you're joining us, is called uncommon servant. And the dolus mean a servant who serves because of what you get. And we are talking about the theraphon or the theraphio. You know, the word theraphio is the word we derive therapy in it. If you understand what a therapy is, it gives you a fair idea who a therapon will be. Somebody who serves and brings healing to the people he serves. So you realize that this person's service is a service of healing. Jesus is one of the best example of a therapio. Now, you are looking about, there is a mystery of a therapon. They are divinely inspired. Meaning that it cannot be logical. People who serve uncommonly in the house of God or do things to make the work of God grow or support the things for God's work to grow is divinely inspired. I remember years back, I went to see a very powerful senior man of God. And when I went to the office, by that time, he was my bishop. He was still reverend. So I entered his office and I greeted. I greeted the receptionist. He called his assistant for me, his secretary for me, his personal secretary. And then when the man came, the woman said, "This is Dr. So-so and so." I said, "Wow. A doctor is the secretary of this man of God." The way the man of God carried himself in front of me, said, "My name is Dr. So-so and so-so and so. I am the assistant of this pastor. I'm the secretary of this man of God. Blah, 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 blah. I'll take you to his office." You know. And when I was there in the office and he bringing drinks, I mean, he was serving me. You know, it confirmed my resolution that there can be doctors, there can be people who are doctors in whatever capacity, whether it's PhD or medical or educational, there can be different types of doctors. But you see that when you see a therapist, something, an encounter with the person will change you. It will change you for the rest of your life. It will change your career, it can change your academics, it will change your spirituality, it can change every area of your life when you meet a therapist. So it is divinely orchestrated. For instance, if you have never met an uncommon servant in your life or a therapist in your life, you will not believe it. You will think there is no good people in this world. See, if you don't meet a therapist, a therapist is someone who breaks out the sickness out of you and restore you. If you don't meet somebody who is a therapist, or you have not met such a person like that, you would think there is no good person in this world. Yeah. And my father is one. Yeah. Mr. Foster Kisi is a therapist. you know, divinely inspired. Some of the things I'm teaching you, I learned it from him. So it is very, very important for you to know. Let's quickly look at the qualities before the Lord says I should teach. So I'll teach for, let's say, a little bit, 5 minutes, and then we'll close service today. Now, have you ever asked yourself why men of God are called servants of God? Have you asked yourself that question before? Why men of God are called servants of God? Do you understand why? Yes. Do you know the main reason why God made them servant of God? Because when somebody decides to be a man of God, the person must accept it. So people who are sitting somewhere waiting for them to be called before they do something for God, trust me, they are not servants of God. They are bosses of God. Because when you're a servant of God, you must be available to be sent. You see how it is. If you have a servant in your house and the servant serves you, what the servant tells you, tell me what to do before I do it. Yes, you give the requirement from the first day. You orient the person during the first period. But after the orientation period, it's done. The rest is being deliberate about what you're doing as a servant. So a servant is someone who God can send. Not someone who is sitting there waiting for God to come and tell you, I want to send you. When somebody is a therapist, the person is a servant of God. And a servant of God is somebody who is not serving God because he will get money. So you don't put dolus in front of you, say, this is a dolus of God. Then we should have been called, this is the contractors of God. These are the people who God goes on contract with them. We should not call them, these are the servants of God. Because when you're a servant, you are available to serve. It's not that the master should be available for you. That's why we are called servants of God. We are called servants of God because God sends us to minister in his kingdom, to minister to other people. As a child of God, when you clean the church, you are ministering to God's people. As a servant of God, when you sing in the choir, you are ministering to God's people. As a servant of God, when you go for prayer meetings and you are praying for the church to be better, you are ministering for God. As a servant of God, when you make the ministry comfortable for your head pastor, you are serving God. I mean, if you look at the qualification they used to call for Elisha, when they were looking for someone to give a prophet, he said, that is Elisha, the guy who has been pouring water on Elijah for 20 good years. And do you know the truth? Elisha was older than Elijah to exactly 20 years. So when somebody is a servant of God, it's not about age. See, it's God sending you to go and do something. And God can send you to anybody, including children. Are you getting the teaching properly? Yes. That is why we are called servant of God. So you are a representative of the boss. Now, in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 and 24, the Bible said Enoch worked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. And Enoch worked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Yes. This scripture tells us Enoch served God till he vanished. He walked with God. Another word for serving God is walking with God. And he did not only do that. The Bible said he gave birth. He was a good married man. Enoch is characterized by a good marriage. He had a good family. Oh, yeah. Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. Yeah. He walked with God. He was serving God. Then he moved into his marriage life. He gave birth to Methuselah.
How long? Who is the most oldest person in the world up to now? Is it not Methuselah? Why? His father did not live enough to that 905 whatever years that Methuselah had. I can't be exact. Because he vanished. God took him. He vanished. Because he was serving God. God swallowed him. But if you look at this verse, you could see a period of him serving God, a period of him marrying, and a period even after the marriage, the anointing and the service of God caused God to swallow him. Look, do you know the number of people who, after God blessing them with their marriage, are not working for God again? Look, I think it all boils down to who you marry. Marry a good person. Because if you don't take care, you can lose. You know, my bishop says that when a person marries, you can easily see whether he's truly a man of God or a woman of God. Because the responsibilities increase. See, but if you look at this verse, he says that Enoch walked with God the beginning of his journey. 100 years and after he became the father of Methuselah. You see? So he had been walking with God for 100 years. Then he entered his marital life. Gave birth to Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. He repeats it again. And not that gentleman. Whilst he's married, he was still working with God. So those of you who think that because of your marriage, you should not work for God and you should not serve God, you and your whole family should work for God. Some people advise their wives not to work for God so that they can have them to do whatever bidding. You won't leave your wife in the hands of God's hand. Who do you want to leave your wife in his hands with? Working for God is a blessing. And the Bible says that, and he was not, for God took him. He vanished. God took him. God realized, actually, this guy, he is not a human service. We need him in heaven here to come and quickly help us in organizing things in heaven. When you are a teraphim, you are very attractive. When you serve God, that's why you must learn to do and be available to serve God's work. Whether you are evangelizing, whether you are supporting with your resources, your money, whether you are preaching to people, whatever area, whether you are cleaning the chairs or the pews. Well, I said I would preach 5 minutes time. My time is up. We'll meet again on Friday, and then we'll talk about Theraphew again. And I believe your life will never be the same. But learn from Enoch. Learn from Enoch. You know, and do you know, Enoch was the only person on earth that had revelations of Satan, demonic angels. Do you know that all the names of the other angels were found in Enoch's books? The only sad thing for me is when they were bringing the Bible together, some people decided to take the book of Enoch out of the Bible. Yeah. But you could see he was someone God opened his eyes, not just to angels, but to the world to come. You see, when we are talking, we only talk about Daniel, that God showed Daniel about the book of Revelation. Enoch was the first person God showed about the end time. Look, when you work for God and God relies on you, I repeat it again, you will live longer. You cannot just die. Because God entrusts his secrets to his faithful people. That's what is written in the Bible. The secret of God belongs to those who who are serving for him. Because they are his army. They are his hands on this earth. They are God's leg. The legs of these people serving every day, doing everything to make the work of God go on. These people are the legs of God in the physical world. And you think God will let them be? You think God will not protect them? You think God will not cover them? You think God will not bless them? Wow. Okay. I pray you make a decision to be a Theraphim. And I believe it will help you. It will take you so far. Oh, when I teach, I know people who run away from my messages. Because when I preach, it pinches them. It exposes them to themselves. So they don't like my message. Because my messages are prophetic. It will locate you and heal you. Because God has blessed me with the grace of a Theraphim. When I finish preaching, you'll be healed. Even now, you are healed. May God continually heal you and restore you and cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
All right. Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Paul Reagan. I want to pray over our offerings right now. I want you to take your offerings. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for blessing your people as they take steps to honor you and send their offerings. May you bless them. May you open doors for them. As we even pray, cause everyone to be a Theraphim, an indispensable person, very reliable. We pray for grace. We pray for grace to overcome that which we can't overcome. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all of us will say amen. Right. Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Paul Reagan. It was good to be with you this morning. Sign off from here. Once again, we're excited to have you. Kindly introduce us to other people. Let them be part of such a wonderful service. The coming Friday. We are starting a live conference. It's going to be a powerful time. We are blending it up with our mini harvest. So on Sunday, we'll do our mini harvest in A2 by new set of instruments. God has laid on your heart to be a blessing to this project. Your love gift is accepted. Any amount of that which God lays on your heart, just make sure you forward it to this number and just put the referent as mini harvest for instrument or something. Instruments, and we'll receive it. We'll make sure that all those things are also supported. God bless you, and thank you for joining us once again. And then I want to speak this prophetic word. You know yourself, you have been a blessing to the work of God. May God really increase you in your devotion and your financial support to this work. May God lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, bye, and have a great day. I dance before my maker. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I win my battle. This is how I win my battle. This is how I win every day. This is how I win every time. Hey, this is how I win my battle. I dance before my maker. I receive strategies, strategies. This is how I win my battle. I, those who will win must learn to. Somebody lift it up, I say. Bless you, all of you. We are sending your offerings. May God increase you and thank you. God bless you. right. Thank you. We are signing off from here. Thank you, 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 thank you. Au revoir. Bye.